When the Republicans claim that the tax bill they just passed will be a great Christmas gift to American workers and members of the middle class, they are being cynically dishonest. Everyone knows correctly that the major gifts are for high-income taxpayers and large corporations. However, we have to recognize that the Republicans slipped in some goodies to sell the benefits of the tax bill to the non-rich, at least for next year and for a few years after. This is because the rise in the standard deduction and the increase in the child tax credit, temporary as it is, might very well show up in pay stubs over the next few months as an increase in after-tax income. It is true it won't be much, and beginning in 2019, some of these cuts will expire, leading to a net increase in taxes for over 50% of Americans within 10 years. This is the diabolically clever part of the Republican plan. As long as I can point to even small tax cuts for working Americans in 2018, they expect to benefit in the 2018 elections. Furthermore, Trump will be able to claim that he delivered on his campaign promise and ride the increases in take-home pay to re-election in 2020. The Republicans also just got lucky. The head of steam the economy finally built up in 2016, remember, before Trump took office, which has continued through 2017, will lead to rising wages. The Republicans will then falsely claim that the tax cut caused those increases. The idea behind this cynical ploy is the view that Americans don't really care about inequality so long as their own personal incomes rise. I disagree. I believe a growing percentage of the population actually cares that inequality has increased dramatically for almost 40 years. Yes, 40 years. That the median income, that means typical, of year-round full-time male workers has been basically stagnant for most of that period. Women's median income has risen dramatically, but still is $10,000 lower than that of men. I believe this basic belief in fairness overrides the positive individual response to an increase in take-home pay in February's pay stub. You can bet that Republicans will be all over the airwaves trumpeting the examples of workers actually receiving some of the benefits of this tax cut. It is essential, therefore, that those of us disgusted by the giveaway to those who already have too much, I am referring to Senator Corker and the extended Trump family who have millions of dollars in real estate assets, who just got a big tax break slipped into the bill at the last minute. It is essential that those of us disgusted by this giveaway not emphasize the fact that many middle-class people will see tax increases by 2025. That's too far in the future. The typical worker will be looking at how he or she is doing in 2018 and 2019 as they prepare to vote in the next congressional and presidential elections. We must acknowledge the cynically dishonest nature of the Republican tax bill. They gave crumbs to the middle class while giving whole sheet cakes to the super rich. We can acknowledge that the crumbs exist, but urge our fellow citizens to look past those crumbs to the long-term damage to our country. The major damage will be the increase in inequality. In addition, over this coming year, the rising deficit will give the Republicans a reason to attempt what they euphemistically call entitlement reform. Whenever you hear those words, watch out. That means they are once again going after Medicare. Those who oppose the tax bill must emphasize this major point of the Republicans' dishonest strategy.